from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Friday the 27th of May. Let's start with politics. Anthony Albanese has slammed Scott Morrison, saying the former Prime Minister ordered the Australian Border Force to announce it had intercepted a reported asylum seeker boat on election day. The Liberal Party then sent robo-text to voters about the interception. Mr Morrison had previously declared there would be no public discussion of on-water matters.
This statement was made so that it could facilitate the sending of potentially many millions of text messages to voters in a last-minute scare campaign. It was an entire abuse of proper processes and a disgraceful act from a government which was prepared to politicise everything but solve nothing.
Anthony Albanese on ABC's Radio National there. The matter is now subject to an inquiry. Overseas, Japan has announced it will reopen to tourists from 98 countries and regions from June 10 onwards. There is a catch though. Travellers will only be allowed in with tour groups. For most of the pandemic, Japan barred all tourists and only allowed citizens and foreign residents entry, though even the latter was periodically shut out. In other news, family, friends and Australian sporting greats gathered in Townsville today for a memorial service for Andrew Symonds, who was killed in a car accident earlier this month. Former Test cricket captain Ricky Ponting, Adam Gilchrist, Mark Waugh, Glenn McGrath and Mitchell Johnson were some of those in attendance. Symonds' two children and their mother Laura were consoled by guests, with the cricketer's son Billy seen holding his father's trademark Akubra hat during the service. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To showbiz, well, Koshy from Channel 7's Sunrise has revealed what Tom Cruise is really like. The presenter has met the Top Gun star on several occasions over the years. Here's what he told news.com.au's podcast, I've Got News For You.
He is always, always absolutely charming. He always talks to the crew, acknowledges the camera crew and everyone working there, always says thank you to everyone when the interview's finished. So he is the politest bloke that you've ever met.
And finally, Aussie actor Vince Colosimo could be facing jail time. He's accused of driving while disqualified along with a drug driving charge. The prosecution has indicated they'll push for the star to be sent to prison if he is found guilty. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided, next thing you know I got bail refused, next thing you know I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.